My shepherd will supply my need. Jehovah is their name. In pastures fresh they make me feed. Beside the living stream, they bring my wandering spirit back when I forsake their ways, and leads me for their mercy's sake in paths of truth and grace. Thy presence is my stay. One word of thy supporting breath drives all my fears away. Thy hand inside of all my foes doth still
and Justin for such a beautiful grounding song as we enter into this time of worship. Good morning, Tab and friends. This is the day that God is making. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. My name is Pastor Katie Akins, and my pronouns are she, her, hers. I am pastor at Tabernacle United Church, and I'm really honored and glad to be with you this morning to be worshiping together on this new day and to welcome you into this time. All of us are welcome into this space, and if you are visiting with us for the first time, we're glad you're here. Thank you for coming. And we invite you to introduce yourself. If you are new, you're welcome to offer your name and that you're here with us for the first time, and we would love to welcome you. You can also email me directly at tabunitedpastor@gmail.com if you'd like to connect further. So please feel free to send me a note. I want to give us a few announcements this morning as we're joining together on this day. First, I want to share that we will have a coffee hour time. It will be just at the end of the service. We're just going to open up the space for folks to share if you want to stay on. I know this has been a wild week, and there's a lot that it would be great to connect a bit and to share what's on our hearts as we are finishing the service. So please stay with us and join us for a little bit of conversation after the service today. Also want to remind us that though we're kind of technically done with our stewardship season, we are still in stewardship mode. So we would welcome, if you have not had a chance to send in your pledge or fill out a time and talent form, please do that as soon as you can. We would love to hear what gifts you would like to offer and what gifts of time and talent and commitments you are willing to make, especially as we start the new year next year and building community up again and figuring out the work that we need to do. It's great to have your responses on the time and talent so we know how to organize. So if you need those materials or that form, let us know and we will send that to you. They have been going out through emails, but let us know if you haven't gotten those and you would like to receive that information. I also want to just note that we were scheduled to have a budget meeting this morning where everyone was going to speak or had input on the budget. We are postponing that meeting. We need a little bit more time. So stay tuned for when that meeting will happen. We will not be having that meeting today. Also, there will be no Bible study this week on Wednesday. We won't have Bible study, but we will have our regular prayer gathering on Tuesday morning at 8:30. So please join us for that if you can. Also want to lift up that one of our community partners, Artwell, is going to be having their Artwell Awards event on Thursday. It's online and everyone is welcome and it is free. So that is from 5:30 to 7 on Thursday. Again, let us know if you would like to join or need information about that. We are excited about that time and good to be together then as well. So we're going to continue now in our worship and as we call ourselves to worship. So let us receive all that this hour has to offer and let us open ourselves up to the Spirit in our midst. Amen.
Please join me in the call to worship. Praise God, O my soul. All my life long, I'll praise God, singing songs to my God as long as I live.
Never put your trust in politicians, nor any human being, for they cannot save you. No matter how important, their time will come to an end like the rest of us. On that day, their schemes perish and return to the earth.
Happy are those whose help comes from the God of Leah, Rachel, and Jacob, whose hope rests in the God of Jesus, the Liberator.
This is the one who makes and sustains heaven and earth, who executes justice for the oppressed, opens the eyes of the blind, and ruins the plans of the wicked.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Pax, and my pronouns are they, them. And I invite you to sing with me this morning, starting with Lead Me, Guide Me, a song by Doris Akers that we've sung often. This week I was looking for guidance, and we need it as we go forward, too. Let's sing together.
Yeah.
strength and power to help me over my weakest hour. Help me through the darkness, your face to see. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. Lead me, guide me along. Take a breath. Jesus said, go out into the water just a little further from the shore. Jesus said, go deeper in the water and you'll find what you're looking for. Jesus said, follow me. Lord, I will wade out from the shore. I have faith your grace will meet me there and show me what's in store. I'm not afraid, not anymore. Even though I falter, though I fail, your love will never fade. Lord, I will wade, I will wade, I will wade. Jesus said, go out into the water just a little further from the shore. Jesus said, go deeper in the water and you'll find what you're looking for. Jesus said, follow me and leave everything else behind. Lord, I will wade out from the shore. I have faith your grace will meet me there and show me what's in store. I'm not afraid, not anymore. Even though I falter, though I fail, your love will never fade. Lord, I will wade, I will wade, I will wade. Lord, I will wade, I will wade.
When we stand at the edge of fear and worry, God invites us to step into the waters of faith and trust. When we stand on the edge of the world's pain and need, Jesus invites us to step into the land of humble service. When we stand at the edge of our hunger and thirst, the Spirit invites us to sit at the table of grace. Amen. Please join me in the prayer of confession. God of justice, we confess that in the pursuit of our own dreams and desires, sometimes we have ignored and trampled on the needs of others. And when we have seen injustice, we have turned away or looked to others to solve it. Guided by your Spirit, what we need to do is change the world, make it simpler for people, as you intended them to do. Make it simpler for people to feed, clothe, and shelter themselves as you intended for them to do. Help us to be your witnesses, to bring your beloved community on earth, to have the courage to speak up for those who are silenced, forgotten, and brutalized. Enlarge our hearts to love each other, to love our neighbor, and to love our enemy as our friend. Amen. Hear these words of assurance. Our God has created us to be free. From our earliest days, God has called us forth from self-seeking bondage, comfort, and complacency to redeeming action for justice. Our God has created us to be a free and freeing people. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel in Jesus Christ, we are set free.
I invite you to sing a song of praise together. As we sing Rain Down, I invite you to imagine the image of rain falling down on you and God's love filling your life. Let's sing together.
Receive that love and peace that Christ gives, and we pass that on to one another. So let us take a moment in holy chaos to unmute ourselves and pass the peace of Christ. May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
And also with you.
Also with you.
Also with you.
Hi, everybody.
Everyone.
Hello.
With you.
Hello.
Hi.
Good to see everyone today.
Peace, y'all. Peace. Get it, y'all.
Peace to you all.
Hi.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Be with you all.
Peace to you next.
To all.
Hello, Jennifer and Rose.
Hello.
Peace, Michelle and Amanda.
Hey, Michelle.
Peace be with you, Lucy.
Peace to everyone.
Peace be with you, Katie.
Peace, 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 peace.
Hey, Laura.
Good morning, Pax.
Morning. Peace to you.
Heather and Oscar.
Hi, Auntie Laura. Peace.
Good morning.
And Janetta Jordan.
Hi, Levi.
Hi, Auntie Laura.
Glad to see you and Peter.
Good to see you. Peace to you.
Hello, Andy Lee. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi.
Hi, Todd.
Hi.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Laura.
Hey, Deb.
Is Mike here today?
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Deb.
Peace to you, Todd.
Arda and Peter.
Hey, Amber.
Hit the arrow.
Yeah.
Heather.
You hear him? He said he was going
to go.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi,
Beth.
Everybody.
Woo! Another arrow.
Good morning, Janetta.
Hi, Pookie.
Hi,
Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, surprised, Jenny.
Hey, Buki.
Well.
First reading is from Amos chapter 5, verses 18 to 24. Alas for you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you want the day of the Lord? It is darkness, not light, as if someone fled from a lion and was met by a bear, or went into the house and rested a hand against the wall and was bitten by a snake. Is not the day of the Lord darkness, not light, and gloom with no brightness in it? I despise your festivals, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the offerings of well-being of your fatted animals, I will not look upon. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the melody of your harps. But let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
This is the time in our service where we invite children and the young at heart to come closer to the screen to listen to the children's time. Let's sing together.
Come and see, I am the way and the truth, said he. Follow me, come as a child, oh come.
Good morning, everyone, and especially good morning to the children. Today, I want to talk about the book that we are using for Sunday school. If the grown-ups don't know, we are using this story Bible called Growing in God's Love, and we're using it, and inside are many, many, many stories from the Bible. And when you get to be a reader, one of the things that you think about when you read a story is, what are the things in this story that we see in many, many stories? And when I was talking with Charlie, who was a little guy and is now a bigger guy, we were reading this book last year. And one of the things that we discovered was one of the themes in the book, one of the things you'll hear many, many, many times, is that God uses ordinary people. God uses ordinary people. The people in the Bible were not famous. Some of them were, but most of the people in the Bible were not famous. They were not rich, and they weren't really that special. They were really just everyday people, but God used them to do amazing things. They were special to God, and God used everyday people to do amazing things. But I also think that in the Bible, there's also stories of everyday people doing normal things, like taking care of each other, uh-huh, and loving each other, uh-huh, and having arguments with each other, and looking for God in the world. And so I think that's something that when we read stories in the Bible, or when we see stories happening all around us, maybe even the stories that are happening in the news this week, we can think about how God uses everyday people, normal people, just like you and me, not really rich or famous, but to do special and important things for God. So say a prayer with me, please. God, I thank you for the way that you use us to do your work, that everyone can seek justice and love mercy, because that's how you made us. God, we're so grateful for your love. Amen.
Child of God, you are a child of God. Let your light shine bright to the world. You are a child of God.
This morning, Katie mentioned to me maybe a couple weeks ago the song "I Want Jesus to Walk with Me." And I think, yeah, it's such a good reminder of God guiding us along the path, of Jesus guiding us along the path. In singing this African-American spiritual, we're giving thanks for the Black prophetic voices among us today and throughout history as we sing this. I invite you to sing it, and if you don't know it, I think you'll learn it quickly. All right.
Our second scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. If you'd like to read along, you're welcome to do that if you have a Bible at home. And let us step into this text and imagine what's going on. It's a challenging piece of scripture, but let us step in and hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food? And when did we see you thirsty and give you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." Then he will say to those at his left hand, "You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they will also answer, "But Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and you did not take care of you?" And he will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God. I want to start first before I pray and bring a word. I want to start I want to thank Gina Del Corazon, who is hosting our Zoom meeting today. Thank you, Gina. If you're wondering how this smooth Zoom service is going, it's in thanksgiving to Gina. Thank you. I also just want to give thanks because I'm noticing that my grandmother is here from Florida. Mom, I hope you can hear me, but I'm so glad to see you here. What an honor that you're here and with us. So I'm noticing that and hope you all can have a chance to wave or say hi to her at some point. She's an amazing person. So let me just pray before we begin. Oh God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to gather, even though we are physically scattered, to gather in this place and in our homes and to remember who we are and whose we are. God, I ask that you would speak through me. I ask that you would speak in spite of me, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts would be to your glory. Oh God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, this has been a week, hasn't it? This has been a week. It has really been a week. As I've talked with some of you this week, I know we've shared similar experiences and feelings. We've lost a lot of sleep, not sure what day it is. We have been incredibly distracted. I think I've written or started writing about 5 different sermons this week. The other day I was flipping pancakes And I realized that I left the burner on. I mean, we had burnt pancakes. I mean, there's just been so much going on, so much distraction. I wonder if you felt that a little bit too, just with all that's going on, it's been difficult to just focus and concentrate. And we've had a lot of feelings throughout the week, roller coaster of feelings ranging from fear and nervousness to excitement and exuberance and joy. And I'm so grateful that especially yesterday, so many of us, and I know you joined me this morning in feeling some of that joy and excitement, and that's good. We need to celebrate because this has been no small thing. This is no small thing. And it is very true. We know that the death-dealing policies of the current administration over the past 4 years have been so harmful. And we know this, we know the stories. We know stories even from people close to us, like Clive and Juanita Thompson, who are living in a church under threat of deportation, living in our church, and who know the impact personally of our administration on their lives. And for so many people, especially poor folk in our country, Black and brown people, Indigenous people, queer and transgender folk, immigrants, for our Jewish and Muslim siblings, for our earth, the death-dealing policies of this administration are real and affect us and those we love. So to feel the sense of joy and relief and excitement, to allow ourselves to feel that and celebrate because a door has been opened. A door has been opened, a door that we can look through and see a little bit more, that another day is possible, another way is possible. So we are thankful to God. We thank God for this, but we also thank you and the people of God for all of the work that's been happening. The people who have been fighting to ensure that every vote matters and counts, and that every vote and voice and life is sacred. And the people who have been fighting for that, that is holy work. That is holy work. And this has been a week of not just watching the election results, but also the results of all of the hard labor that's gone on and that people have put into this movement. And it's been beautiful to see that collective fruit of the people's labor. And you've been part of it. You've been part of it. And I also want to just give special thanks to all of the Black and brown folks who have been at the forefront of this work and who have been leading us in the movement. And we thank God and we thank the people of God. So I hope that we can feel and enjoy and celebrate this morning because it's important. This is a big thing. This matters. Amidst all that was happening this week, Heather and I had the joy of also celebrating our son turning 3 years old, which was big. He's three. Can you believe it? He's 3 years old. We made him a chocolate garbage truck cake for his birthday. It turns out that chocolate cake crumbs look a lot like dirt. So we constructed a cake where we pulled out pieces of the cake and made it look like dirt. And there were many excavators and dump trucks on it so that it looked like we were eating cake, but it was also like we were eating dirt. It was awesome. It was awesome. And I was thinking about I've been thinking a lot about children, and one of the great gifts that children teach us is about the power of the imagination. There is such a thin line for kids between what is real and what is imaginary. I shared a couple weeks ago that Oscar's been asking a lot these days, is it real? Is it real? Is that really a dinosaur? Is that really a spider web, or is it just Halloween decorations? Is it real? And I admit, I don't always want to answer him. Because I'm afraid I'll squash his imagination. I don't always want him to imagine that something is real, even if it isn't. Sometimes I want him to imagine something isn't real when it is, and so on and so forth. I'm remembering, too, that Jesus, apparently, there's a lot of stories told about Jesus and children, and that he loved children. One time Jesus said, allow the children to come to me, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Allow the children to come to me, for the reign of God belongs to the children. What a thing to say. Why would he say such a thing? There are many reasons I think we could talk about, but I'd like to think that one of the reasons Jesus said that is that because children know how to play. Children know that to play, and we know that to play is to live in your imagination. Children know how to imagine a different reality and then actually live into that reality as if it were really real, as if it were really real. Like this dirt is really cake and this cake is really dirt. They can live into that reality. And if you think about it, Jesus was always telling imaginary stories like that. Stories that we call parables. Parables are stories where things are kind of like they are in real life, but then there's always something a little unusual about the story. Like something's either a little unusual or something's radically different. Like all the rules have changed and people are playing by different rules. Like to a first century Palestinian farmer, if you think about it, if you were to talk about someone sitting on a throne in judgment of other people, you would probably think of somebody like the emperor, Emperor Nero, or Emperor Caesar Augustus. So when Jesus comes and tells you to imagine a different scenario where the emperor isn't actually sitting on the throne, but has been butted off the throne, and instead of a king dressed in fine clothes, now Jesus is sitting on the throne dressed up as a shepherd. Yes, and in the center of this scene in the room where you would imagine there's a lot of nice, like well-dressed rich people walking around with their cocktails, snacking on crab croquets. Instead of that scene, all of a sudden there's this room with the shepherd, but there are people who have no material wealth to speak of. There's a person who hasn't had a meal that day and is hungry. There's another person who just lost their health care for the whole family because they didn't have a job with benefits. There's a mother whose son has been locked up since he was a teenager, serving a life sentence. There are families in the room that are under threat of deportation. And then this weird thing happens in the scene. Even though Jesus is on the throne, he's not actually sitting there like most emperors would do. He seems to be mingling with all these people. And then he does. It's almost like you lose Jesus, like you can't quite see him. He's with the people, but then he's also the people. And it's like you stop seeing the distinction between Jesus and the people and God. God is Jesus, Jesus is God, Jesus is these people. God is the hungry person, God is the mother who is separated from her child, God is the uninsured person. This story is strange. The rules are different. The people at the center are not who I thought would be at the center, at least not based on the reality we see every day here in the U.S. I thought important, rich people, the elite, the presidents, the rulers, the movie stars, and the sports stars, they were the most important. But Jesus says, imagine this story instead. Imagine that the first are last. Imagine that the marginalized are centered. Imagine further that the needs of God's people, needs like food, shelter, healthcare, love, visitation, all of these needs are sacred. And imagine for a moment that the suffering and needs of the people is the same as the suffering and needs of Jesus and of God. This is strange, this story. And notice how when Jesus tells this story, he doesn't say afterward, so in light of this story, here's your lesson. See if you can make a few tweaks to the system to make room for some of the less fortunate. No, Jesus doesn't say that. He just tells the story and then asks us to imagine what it would be like if we played by these new rules. What if like children, we imagined this world and actually lived as if it were a reality? What if the cake was really dirt? What if we lived as if God's reign is the only one that actually matters? What if we lived as if God's reign and God's rule is the only rule that has authority in our life? What if we live by different rules, where the needs of those who are most hurt and impoverished by our oppressive systems are prioritized? What if we lived that way? Jesus tells a story about God's reign and doesn't ask us to tweak a few things. Jesus asks us to reorder the whole house. Maybe even deconstruct the whole house before we reorder it. In a way, it's kind of like Jesus is asking you to imagine a regime change. First, regime change in your heart. Who sits on the throne in your heart? Is God your sovereign? You know, I actually don't love throne imagery. I don't love throne imagery. I find problems with it, but I can work with it. I can work with it. And I'm willing to be challenged by this text because there is a throne in everyone's heart. There is a throne and someone or something sits on it. Every day, in some way, we bow down and pledge allegiance to someone or something at any given moment. Who sits on the throne in your heart? That's a question we can answer and can wrestle with. Can we allow God's reality, God's priorities to permeate our lives, to take center in our heart, down to the decisions we make in our families, decisions we make about how to use and redirect our money and possessions, decisions about how to spend our time, the relationships we nurture, the work we prioritize? Can we allow God's reality, God's reign, to permeate and reorder our house? Can we allow the reality of God's reign and God's priorities to permeate our community at TAB? What would it look like to imagine ourselves as a community organizing our work and efforts according to the new rules in this story? Because every one of us is called to ministry. Did you know that every one of us is called to ministry? Ministry of the gospel. We are not called to be ministers of the empire. We are called to be ministers of the reign of God, whose justice is like an ever-flowing stream. Jesus is telling this story and saying, hey, all of you, I want you to play this imaginary game. Let's imagine that this is what's really real. What if we did that? What if we did? Today is a day to celebrate and holler and live into the joy of some good news. But every day, as disciples of Jesus, we are asked to play some imaginative games. Imagine butting Trump off the throne, just like they imagine butting Nero off the throne. But imagine also that Biden is not on the throne either. Imagine that white supremacy doesn't have the final say on our decisions or our life. Imagine getting rid of thrones. Maybe that's what we should get. Maybe that's what we can imagine. Because you and I have to imagine and have to remember to keep our eyes on the prize that does not depend on who sits on the throne in the White House. Our work is always ever before us, because we have another world in view where the first shall be last and the last shall be first. We have another world in view. As the psalmist says, our trust is not ultimately in princes and in human leaders. Where does our help come from? It comes from the God who made heaven and earth, the God of our ancestors in the faith, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry, who sets the prisoners free and lifts up those who are bowed down. Our trust is in the God who upholds the orphan and the widow, who watches over strangers. The Lord will reign forever. The Lord will reign forever. The line between what we imagine to be real and what is actually real is thinner than we think. Kids know this. Kids know that dirt can be cake. and cake can be dirt. Maybe we can become like children again today. Let's keep imagining. Let's keep working, keep striving, keep reordering our house, keeping our eyes on the prize of God's justice and righteousness, and allow that to permeate our lives every day. Thanks be to God. Amen.
As Pastor Katie said, we have another world in view, and we are invited to live our lives to create that world and to give our time and our talents and our resources as we're able. So now is a time in our service where we make our offerings to the church, and you can do that in a number of ways. You can give electronically and text any amount to 84321. And if you do that, we ask that you just indicate if it's a pledge or for a specific purpose, or if you're a visitor. Or you can go online to tabunited.org /contribute and contribute that way. And again, there'll be drop downs so you can indicate the purpose of your gift. Or you can write a check and put it in the mail. Whatever is your preference and whatever amount, no amount is too small. But we depend on each other for this community to continue and thrive and grow.
Please dance or clap if you need to. Our Savior has come.
Our Savior has come to prepare us a place. We have another world in view. Our Savior has come to prepare us a place. We have another world in view. We have another world in view. In view. We have another world in view. We have another world in view. Have another world in you.
The hungry shall eat.
The hungry shall eat at the table with God. We have another world in you.
Hallelujah.
The hungry shall eat at the table with God. We have another world in you. We have another world in you. In you. We have another world in you. We have another world in you. Have another world in view. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. We have another world in view. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. We have another world in view. We have another world in view. We have another. another world in view. We have another world in view. Justice will roll and the people will shout. We have another world in view. Hallelujah. Justice shall roll and the people will shout. We have another world in view. 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 One more time, sing. We have another world in view. In view. We have another world in view. We have another world in view. In view. We have another world in view. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly hosts, Creator, Christ, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
God, thank you for all you have given us. Thank you for this day, for this community. Help us to live our lives as you wish us to live them and to use all that you have given us and all that has been given today to do your will on earth. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pauline. We're going to shift now to a time of prayer, and all of us are welcome to use the chat function now to reflect on the service and to bring our joys, our struggles, and any other prayer concerns before God and the community. So please feel free right now to type in what you'd like to lift up, and in just a moment, Lucinda will be reading those prayer concerns as they come in. Let's share what's on our heart and lift up what's on our heart. So we'll take just a few minutes. We'll have a moment of quiet here as the prayers come in. And if you would like to share, please do so now.
From Chris Purdom, for my friend and classmate, Bill Davies, whose wife died Friday evening. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. I want to offer a prayer for my friend Estera in Chicago. Her father was tested positive for COVID last night. So prayers for him and for their whole family. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Amber, prayers for my client ZF's cousin to Walter Wallace, client who is a cousin to Walter Wallace Jr. He is struggling. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Jennifer and Rose, prayer for Anthony Smith, his family, his students, and his community, and that he comes home soon. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Jim, prayers for Pat Jorg, a former next door neighbor of my family, whose father died in his 90s this week. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Sarah Hill, prayers for my friend Gina, who is taking care of her mother in hospice, as well as her adult sister who has disabilities. Her mother has days or maybe a few weeks left. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. from Nicole, for my beloved friend Emily, and all who are feeling heartache over being unable to visit loved ones during COVID. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Chris Purdom, for the outpouring of joy we saw yesterday all over the country, for all of the union workers who registered voters in Philadelphia, for a peaceful transition in January, help us remember how much work still needs to be done. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Alicia D, prayers for Nick and Buki as they care for their family in North Carolina. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Anna, for my friend Anita, she and her husband were diagnosed with COVID this week. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Todd Kozer, I had a diagnosis of treatable prostate cancer confirmed from biopsy results this week. I'm entering a period for a few months of choosing treatments. I ask for prayers for patience, discernment, strength, and peace. I have so much gratitude for the support from all of you so far. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Anna Del Corzon, for the next 72 days, may you continue to keep us all safe. May we continue to imagine another world is possible. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Erica, prayers for our friend Kristen in Iceland. Her father is dying of COVID. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Gwyneth, prayers of health and recovery for my coworkers who were diagnosed with COVID this week, and that none of the preschoolers and others exposed will become sick. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Emmett, unending prayers of thanksgiving for this beautiful community. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Erica, thanks for our grandson, Oscar. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers.
Thank you to all of you who have shared through the chat. We honor these prayers and what's on your heart. And I'm going to take a moment now to sing. And as we sing, I just invite us to imagine that we are lifting up all of these prayers, all the situations, holding them up to God and asking for God's power and strength in all of this. So let us sing together as we lift up all the prayers that have been shared. Thank you. Oh God, we come to you in this time of prayer. We are aware of the struggles and all the difficult challenges that have been shared, but also the ones that we didn't speak out loud or perhaps don't have words to express. God, you know what's on our hearts. You know what we're going through. God, we just ask for your power and your strength, your healing hands, your liberation to descend upon us, to be with us in this time. God, we are especially aware today of all the folks who are sick or facing a diagnosis or are caring for others who are ill. And so, God, we just take a moment to remember and lift up all of those people into your care. We thank you, God, that your love and your justice is ever flowing, and that you have given us the promise of your steadfast love that endures forever, and of your goodness and mercy that follows us. So God, we ask that you would give us the imagination and the ability to step into that promise, to trust as we move through these days ahead. Be with us, God. Guide us along the way. Walk with us. Keep us close to you. We ask all these things, God, in your name and in the many names that we call you, and in the name of Jesus, our liberator and our friend. And we thank you for Jesus who taught us to pray. And so let us join now in the Lord's Prayer. Whatever version you know is fine. If you don't have a version that you know by heart, you can use the one on the screen. Let us pray together. Our parent who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
There is more love somewhere.
hope some of you can stay a little bit after our service today so we can check in with each other a little bit and have a chance to greet each other and talk for a few minutes. So please feel free to stay if you'd like. If you don't, if you can't, that's okay too. And we bless you and thank you for being with us. But as you go, hear these words. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God look upon you with kindness and grant you peace. Let's walk together and keep going. Keep our eyes on the prize of God's justice and freedom. And let us work for that as we go forward. Amen.